Listener, did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code Obscura. Forget one-size-fit-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's mind magic gummies for deep work and creativity, PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listener, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code Obscura. So head to Mood.com, find your functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code Obscura when you check out to save 20% off on your first order. Listener, summer nights are heating up, and if your mattress is trapping heat, it might be time for a change. Avocado Green Mattresses use breathable, organic materials that sleep cooler naturally. All avocado mattresses are crafted with certified organic latex, wool, and cotton. Breathable materials that sleep cooler and are free from harmful chemicals. Destined to provide exceptional comfort and support with options ranging from gentle, firm to plush, meeting diverse sleep needs and preferences. Take our mattress quiz to see which mattress and comfort option is right for you. And it promotes better sleep through breathable, naturally temperature regulating materials, which can improve overall well-being. No harmful chemicals, just healthy materials for a cleaner, safer sleep. Avocado is committed to sustainability. Every avocado mattress is made from eco-friendly materials and built to last. High quality means fewer replacements, better for the planet and your wallet. And avocado mattresses are ethical and transparent. From sourcing to production, Avocado holds itself to the highest sustainability and safety standards. Certified organic and always honest. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and check out their mattress and bedding sale. Avocado, dream of better.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
On Thursday, November 25th, 2021, 4 days after the murders, Reeves was led into Taunton Magistrate's Court to face two charges of murder for Jennifer and Stephen Chapel. In the two-minute hearing, the charges were read and Reeves spoke to confirm his name. The following day, he appeared at Exeter Crown Court via video link, charged with the murders. His lawyers made no application for bail, knowing it would not be granted. Judge Peter Johnson listened to the facts of the case and remanded Reeves into custody at HMP Exeter. A Category B men's prison is the holding prison for men awaiting trial or already sentenced in the four counties of Northwest England. HMP Exeter has in the past been noted for violence, high levels of self-harm, and suicide, with assaults commonplace.
It was marked for independent review in 2019. If Reeves were to be convicted of his charges, he would likely be sent to this prison to serve the entirety of his sentence. Relatives and friends of the Chapels set up a crowdfunding page for them after they were killed to support their family and their children. By Christmas that year, the first one of the children would spend without their parents, the page had raised £22,000. 5 days later, Jennifer's funeral was held. In May 2022, a hearing at Winchester Crown Court saw Colin Reeves admit manslaughter, but plead not guilty to murder by reason of diminished responsibility. A partial psychiatric defense, this plea would rely on his defense team being able to prove he was suffering an abnormality of mental functioning at the time of the murders. Diminished responsibility has a high threshold, and it would not be an easy defense to win. The prosecuting barrister, Adam Feast, QC, has held the prestigious Silk title since 2016. And as a senior Queen's Counsel, he is an experienced and capable criminal barrister. He indicated to the judge he did not accept Reeves' plea and would be taking the case to trial the following month. As June slowly came around, it's impossible to imagine how the families of Jennifer and Stephen were preparing themselves for the trial of the man who took their lives. So many unanswered questions, coupled with immense grief, must leave a sea of emotions incredibly painful to comprehend. On Wednesday, June 8th, the trial of Colin Reeves began in Bristol Crown Court. It had been 7 months since Reeves charged into the Chapel's home with a dagger. Now he sat in the courtroom faced with the families of Jennifer and Stephen, knowing his fate would soon be decided. His barrister was also a QC. Jennifer Martin took Silk in 2018 and held an equally impressive background in criminal law as her opposing counsel for the prosecution. She would be arguing that Colin Reeves was guilty of manslaughter, not murder, claiming he suffered PTSD from his time in the Army. It was triggered on that night. His state of mind, she would argue, was significantly impaired. She would also call the defendant himself to the stand to explain his actions. After opening statements by both sides, the first witnesses were called to describe the events of that night. The Chapel's neighbors, Tim and Emma Slocombe and Sean Hart, told the jury about the screaming they heard and the terrible scene they found inside the Chapel's living room. Kaylee Reeves also gave evidence. She did so via video link from another room in the courthouse. Unable to face being inside the courtroom itself, the trauma of the last 7 months for her and their two young daughters must have also been deeply distressing. The man she loved as her husband had carried out the most brutal attack on their next-door neighbors. From the moment he was arrested for their murder, she has also tried to deal with the fallout. Kaylee told the jury what happened on the night of the murders. She was able to tell them what was happening inside of her home around Colin's 999 call. She explained how she had told him she wanted a trial separation less than an hour before he had crept over the fence and entered Jennifer and Stephen's home. Cross-examined by Joanna Martin, QC, she was questioned about Colin's mental health since he returned from active duty in Afghanistan. Kaylee described a man who was changed by that tour of duty. He didn't talk about what happened, but he was different when he returned home. In recent years, he had struggled with crowds of people and told her of dark thoughts he often had while in the cab of the lorry. He now drove for a living. He told her he felt he was on camera in the cab, that he was being watched all the time. He had put cameras up around their home and covered the camera on his mobile phone. He had become increasingly frustrated with the Chapels and where Jennifer was parking her car outside. The two families' parking spaces sat immediately next to each other, outside their homes. They were vertical spaces allowing residents to swing their cars and noses pointing at their front door, the rear of their cars at the roadside. Jennifer was parking her car on the road, either sitting behind her husband's or sometimes in front of the small garden patch closer to the Reeves' home, depending on where there was a space. It was parking that infuriated Colin at times, obstructing his parking space and making his parking difficult. On November 11, 10 days before the murders, Jennifer's door camera captured Colin approaching Jennifer as she returned home at 5:15 in the evening.
She's the one who started it, so off.
What's that,
you fat off.
Reeves had stepped outside his home to abuse Jennifer as she walked from her car to her front door. When Jennifer went inside, Kaylee can be heard asking what he was doing before an argument ensues between them. It was footage that gave a clear indication of the level of tension between Reeves and the Chapels. It would become a horrible precursor to a much more vicious and physical attack less than 2 weeks later. Kaylee told the court she was keen for Colin to seek help for how he was feeling. He was worried that if he started medication, he wouldn't be able to drive and lose his job. Seeking help and speaking with a doctor was not something Colin wanted to do. Lynn Reeves also took the stand and described to the jury how her son had witnessed domestic violence in the family home growing up, carried out by his father, Brian Reeves. No charges had resulted from his arrest at the scene, once police had confirmed he didn't arrive at Dragon Rise until after the murders, summoned by Kaylee's frantic phone call. On the fourth day of the trial, Colin Reeves slowly walked around from the dock and into the witness stand. As all eyes in the courtroom fell onto him, as he told the jury he had no memory of his attack on Jennifer and Stephen. He remembered sitting on the stairs of his home upset after his wife had told him she wanted a trial separation. He felt like he was losing his family. He told the court he didn't remember taking the dagger from its frame on the wall or making his way into the garden and over the fence into the Chapel's home. The last thing he did remember, he said, was the bright white illumination of their security light. He remembered being down on one knee and thinking he had been compromised and seen. White lights coming on like that in Afghanistan always meant something was about to happen, he told the jury. He said he thought that the light had been a trigger for him back in his military days and time in Afghanistan. Colin Reeves tried to express his remorse over what he had done before his lawyers questioned him on his training. His comments were read by a reporter from ITV News after his testimony.
I feel ashamed, disgusted with myself at what I've done. To have taken Stephen and Jennifer's life while their children slept in bed, I can't imagine the pain and suffering that the friends and family have been suffering. Knowing their two boys, knowing they can never see their mum and dad again because of me. I've always felt ashamed to talk to anyone about my feelings, mental state or thought, because I always thought it was a sign of weakness. But now I'm more ashamed for not talking or seeking help for what I've done. His barrister asked, "Were you trained to kill?" Colin Reeves said, "Yes." "How were you trained to kill?" "Firing weapons, shooting, close quarters combat, bayonet training." "The dagger which was in the frame, were you ever taught to use that?" "No, it would have been used during World War II. It's always been an emblem of the commandos." "You were trained to kill prior to the 21st of November. Had you ever killed anyone?" "No," he replied.
Most often in a criminal trial, the prosecution is trying to prove their case against a defendant. Prove they are guilty of the crime they've been charged with. For Colin Reeves, his trial was very different. He had admitted to killing Jennifer and Stephen Chapel, but his plea to murder was not guilty by reason of diminished responsibility. This immediately flips the burden of proof. It was now the defense who had to prove their case. Diminished responsibility is a defense that reduces the charge of murder to one of manslaughter. It says that an abnormality of the mind was in play during the crimes committed, and that translated to a reduced responsibility for the defendant's actions.
Listener, HomeAglow is a top-rated home service platform dedicated to making your space clean and tidy. It has online booking capabilities that allow you to instantly schedule a cleaner in your area for a special occasion, party, or to help take something off your plate. Cleaners pass a rigorous certification process. Plus, They maintain a 4.8 star average platform rating, a fantastic way to support cleaners in your community. 100% of the cleaning fees and tips go directly to your cleaner. To schedule a cleaner, you simply have to go to HomeAglow's website to choose the day and time you're looking for and the duration of your cleaning to match with the cleaner. Schedule as quickly as this week or get something on the calendar for next month to check it off your to-do list early. You can see photos and reviews of background check cleaners before booking the right cleaner for you. The best part is their Forever Clean membership, which saves you $30 an hour on all future cleanings. Book unlimited cleanings starting at $19 an hour, backed by HomeAglow's happiness guarantee. HomeAglow services are only available in the U.S. Take home cleaning off your plate this fall by using HomeAglow. Head to homeaglow.com/obscura to get your first 3-hour cleaning for only $19. That's HomeAglow.com/obscura. Listener, there seems to be fees everywhere these days, on anything from concert tickets to cleaning fees. They're everywhere, and they hurt the most when you're down. That's why Chime offers fee-free banking, which means no monthly fees, no overdraft fees, and no minimum balance fees. Sign up today at chime.com/obscura. Now, when I first moved back to Florida, I was desperately scrambling for a new bank, but so many of them had built-in fees. It took me a long time to find one that sat right with me. Fees can be a hurdle to getting ahead or saving up. With Chime, there's no monthly fees, no overdraft fees, no minimum balance requirements. Work on your financial goals through Chime today. Open an account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime. Feels like progress.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Timing depends on submission of payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Bank ranking and number of ATMs according to U.S. News and World Report 2023. Chime checking account required.
Colin Reeves had to prove his mind was significantly altered when he murdered the Chapels. He had to prove his PTSD was not only present and severe, but that it was triggered at the time of these murders and was the cause of his actions and abnormality of his mind. That it impaired his ability to reason and think clearly and rational. Reeves had to prove his PTSD caused him to murder his neighbors in the manner that he did. The testimony of the psychiatrist would be the focus of this trial. These medical doctors are trained in analyzing the human mind when it breaks and begins to function abnormally. Forensic psychiatrists specialize in the criminal mind. They are experts in the complex and fluid interactions between mental health and criminal behavior and what happens when they collide with each other. The prosecution called consultant forensic psychiatrist Dr. John Sanford to the stand, a long-standing expert witness who is well-respected in his field. After assessing Reeves, he diagnosed a mild depression. Colin could function normally, go to work, and engage in family life, and his symptoms did not, in his opinion, cross the threshold to meet diminished responsibility. For the defense, consultant forensic psychiatrist Dr. Lucy Bacon testified about her assessment and conclusions after seeing Colin in person in HMP Exeter. She diagnosed a moderate depression, but did not think he was suffering from complex PTSD. This is a much more severe form of PTSD that can significantly impair an individual from functioning in their daily lives. When asked about Colin's state of mind during the murders, Dr. Bacon stated that she thought Colin might have regressed into army mode, both during the killings and at the police station when he gave his military rank and number. Both psychiatrists agreed there was mild to moderate depression, and both felt he was able to function in his everyday life with his job and family. Where they disagreed was if the depression played a part in the murders. Dr. Bacon thought it was relevant, but not a cause of the killings. Dr. Sanford felt the depression was not involved in Colin's actions that night at all. In a blow to the defense, both psychiatrists, including their own expert witness, Dr. Bacon, did not believe the symptoms experienced by Reeves at the time he carried out these murders crossed the threshold for diminished responsibility to apply. On June 16th, day 7 of the trial, defense barrister Joanna Martin, QC, stood to deliver her statement, She wanted to highlight to the jury the number of questions that remained about Colin's actions. Why would a sober man suddenly stab his neighbor to death while not only their children slept upstairs, but while his own children slept next door? Why call the police to confess? How can that possibly be a man who was in control? Colin Reeves believed wrongly that the only way to protect his family was to stab Jennifer and Stephen Chapel. He wasn't thinking rationally at that moment, was he? How was stabbing the neighbors going to protect his family? He clearly lost his ability to exercise self-control. His actions were out of character. In respect to his mental health issues, Dr. Sanford said Mr. Reeves, quote, just soldiered on. And literally, he did. Despite all his training, he couldn't control the deterioration of his mental health. He needed help. You can answer yes to the question, did Colin Reeves suffer from a recognized medical condition? And it's certain on the balance of probabilities that his depression was having an effect on his ability to think clearly. You know that on the night of November 21st, after the row with Kaylee, Colin Reeves sat on the stairs crying. Something shifted in his brain. It must have done to make him that irrational. It must be right that his army training kicked in. Adam Feast, QC, had the final word for the prosecution. He wanted to leave no doubt in the jury's mind of Colin's intent that night and the control he had over his actions. He spoke of how Chapel's security light could not have been the trigger for Colin's actions, as he was already inside their garden with the dagger at the moment the light activated. He highlighted that there was no record in Colin's military file of frontline combat to support his claims of flashbacks. He did serve in Afghanistan guarding prisoners, and there was evidence to support a change in him on his return. His experience during that tour of duty had left an impact on him. We don't know what he witnessed or had to do during his time there, but there was no evidence of anything during that tour that could explain his actions and attacks on the Chapels in November 2021. Mr. Feast described Colin's calm and controlled 999 call and how this displayed a man able to remember details about what he had done and what conditions he left his victims in. He believed the motive for these murders was the ongoing tension over the parking row at the Chapels. Colin disliked how he felt Jennifer was treating Kaylee. Quote, there is no dispute in this case that the defendant armed himself with a deadly weapon, climbed the fence into the neighbor's garden, went into their living room and stabbed them to death. Look at the careful way he removed the dagger from its frame so as to not spoil the picture. Look at how he chose a killing weapon rather than a kitchen knife. Look at the way he stealthily crept across his neighbor's garden so as to avoid detection. In the moments after the killing, this defendant clearly did remember what had happened, what he had done, and why he had done it. He killed the Chapels for a reason, and he knew what that was, and he said it. He couldn't let them, her, torment Kaylee anymore. In this case, the evidence does not support that the defendant was suffering from diminished responsibility in killing Jennifer and Stephen Chapel. Whatever issues he experienced since leaving the Army, his state of mind on November 21st was not substantially impaired. At 10 a.m. on the morning of June 17, 2022, the jury were sent out to consider their verdict. They returned less than 5 hours later, confirming they had a verdict in which they all agreed. They found Colin Reeves guilty of murder for killing Jennifer and Stephen Chapel.
Reeves admitted killing the Chapels, but denied it was murder, blaming post-traumatic stress disorder. But the jury took just 5 hours to convict him. Police say it was one of the most brutal attacks they've ever seen.
Colin Reeves was fully in control of his actions on the night of the 21st of November when he went round to Jennifer and Stephen's house and decided that he was going to kill them.
The families of the Chapels said no verdict will bring back our beautiful Jennifer and Stephen. We will now focus on Jennifer and Stephen's beautiful boys, helping them to live the life that Jennifer and Stephen would have wished for them. Reeves will be sentenced next week for the murder of a young couple whose children now face life without them. Becky Johnson, Sky News at Bristol Crown Court.
4 days later, in the same courtroom, Reeves returned to the dock, escorted by prison guards to receive his sentence. Before Judge Garnham gave his sentencing remarks, the families of Jennifer and Stephen had the opportunity to provide impact statements. 6 statements were read to the court, each as heartbreaking as the next. They appealed directly to the judge to keep Colin Reeves behind bars, to never allow him to cause another family the pain and grief they were now living. Stephen's sister, who is now bringing up Jennifer and Stephen's 2 young sons, wrote how she is desperately trying to remain strong for them. The family decided to tell the boys what had happened, so they understood why their mom and dad had suddenly disappeared. Jennifer's sister expressed how she now feels frightened in her own home and scared to be out walking on her own. 2 families have been left devastated and utterly heartbroken by the actions of Colin Reeves. For 2 young boys especially, they will now grow up without the parents who adored them. The judge told Reeves his attack on the couple was unjustified and unprovoked, causing lifelong harms to their 2 young children, who had now been left orphans. Colin Reeves was given a life sentence to serve a minimum of 38 years. It is unlikely he will ever be released from prison. Sometimes humans act on impulse, a snap decision fueled by heavy emotions that prompt action they might regret afterwards. Sometimes it's the reverse. A carefully thought-out plan is engineered, nurtured, and then activated, following each step methodically. The actions of Colin Reeves were sudden and snap decisions to arm himself and force his way into the home of his neighbors. Before they had any time to react, he exploded in a frenzied rage, raining down deadly blows with a dagger clenched in his hand. Your home is supposed to be your sanctuary, comfortable and safe. To be invaded and attacked in this way is truly terrifying. Colin Reeves is a troubled man who chose not to seek help when his mind began to fracture and his emotions were becoming overwhelming. The outcome was the violent and traumatic loss of 2 beautiful lives. Their futures were snatched from them in the cruelest of ways. A lifetime in prison for the man responsible is justice for Jennifer and Stephen. Their families and 2 young sons will continue to keep their memories alive and ensure their lives are never forgotten.
Breaking news for you now, and Afghanistan veteran Colin Reeves has been jailed at Bristol Crown Court for life with a minimum term of 38 years for the murders of his neighbours, Stephen and Jennifer Chappell, at their home in Norton Fitzwarren, Somerset, last November. Well, you may remember that the former soldier was found guilty at the end of last week of murdering his 2 neighbours in a violent knife attack as their children slept upstairs.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.